T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to The Drive. We have Vivian Campbell on the phone with us from Def Leppard. They will be in town October the 5th at Interest Bank Arena with ZZ Top. Vivian, a gunslinger, a great guitar player with Def Leppard. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about it. I love to talk about the early years. You started playing guitar when you were 12 years old. How did you get the idea, and what made you want to learn to play the guitar?
I had a bit of a light bulb moment, actually, a couple of years before that. Maybe I was 9 or 10 years old, and I saw T-Rex, Mark Bolan, on a show called Top of the Pops, and that's kind of what started it all rolling for me. I knew at that moment I wanted to be a guitar player. I wanted to be a musician. It did take me a few years to convince my parents to actually humor me and get me a guitar, you know, and I started growing my hair. I grew up in Belfast in Northern Ireland back in the 70s, and there weren't a lot of people playing guitar. I had a real hard time trying to find anyone to teach me, so I essentially self-taught. And Rory Gallagher was another one of my heroes. He was the first concert I saw, first album I owned, and another Irish guitar player. And so one thing led to another. But I've been really, really fortunate that, you know, my entire career has been very colorful. I've gotten to play with many, many great bands and many musicians over the decades. And I've avoided having to have a real job, which is wonderful. So I really, really enjoy my work. And for the last 28 years, I've been the new boy in Def Leppard, and that's just been a wonderful experience. So.
What makes Def Leppard such a timeless band? I know that they just released their music maybe about a year ago for people to stream and download, and it went right back to the top of all the charts for playing. And that music just as good today as when it came out years ago.
Well, I think that there's always been a very clear work ethic with Def Leppard that I think transcends that of most popular rock bands. You know, having played with a bunch of bands, I mean, I started with Dio was my first major band, the original Lions and Steel band back in the early 80s. I did 3 albums and tours with Ronnie. I played with Whitesnake for a couple of years at the height of that band's success. I've played with Lizzy. And like I said, for the last 28 years with Def Leppard. So I can attest to the fact, having played with so many other musicians, that there really is a very, very high bar, high watermark set with everything that Def Leppard does in terms of quality and the work ethic. You know, and it starts with the songwriting. I mean, the songs themselves are never just good enough. I mean, that's never acceptable to Leppard. They always, you know, we're always trying to reinvent the wheel. So, you know, that work ethic has crossed over into every aspect of what it is the band does. You know, when we rehearse the show, we really, really work hard at it, and we really try and build the production and make it a visual spectacle as well as a sound spectacle. And we're always trying to make it bigger and bigger and better, and we always reinvest our time and our profits back into the show. And I think that's really served us well over the decades.
Hi, Vivian, I'm Max. That was Jackie that just asked you that question. When you were asked to be part of Thin Lizzy, because I read they were one of your favorite bands, did you have any intrepidations about doing that since, you know, Phil, who was a driving force of that band, had long since passed away?
No, I actually knew Phil Lynam. My very first band was a band out of Belfast called Sweet Savage, and we wrote and recorded to some extent original music, and we were very, very, very influenced by Thin Lizzy, and they actually opened for Thin Lizzy in Sweet Savage probably 30, 40 different shows in Ireland and across the UK. Phil was a major, major influence, and in fact used to get up on stage and play with us on occasion. So It was a great honor for me when Scott Gorham called me up and asked if I could go on stage, if he could borrow me for a few months. It was back in late 2010, early 2011, and Def Leppard weren't busy at the time. So I jumped at the chance, and it actually really kind of reignited my path for playing guitar again. You know, it really kind of elevated it. So it was a wonderful experience. I mean, to get to play on stage with Scott and Brian Downey, the original drummer from Lizzy, and to play the songs of my youth, you know, it would have been so much better, obviously, if Phil were still alive. But I see the fact that Lizzy, and even to this day, continues to move forward to a certain extent. It's, you know, getting Phil's music to a lot of younger ears, you know. And in fact, this year, Sin Lizzy were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was the first time the band was ever nominated, and as a voting member, it was my first year to get to vote now. And I did vote for Sin Lizzy. Unfortunately, they didn't make the cut this year, but I'll be voting for them again next year if they're back on the ballot.
We're talking with Vivian Campbell with Def Leppard, and of course they'll be in Wichita October the 5th with ZZ Top at Interest Bank Arena. Now, since you're such an in-demand guitar player, like when Def Leppard isn't playing, you go and you work with other people, you tour a little bit. How do you go about composing the solos on your guitar that goes into this music on stage?
Like anything in life, the more you do it, the more you get from it. And I always find that even if I'm not feeling particularly inspired in any way, if I just play guitar for a while, you know, maybe if I play for an hour, really spectacular happens. But if I play for 2 or 3 hours, I usually find I'll come up with something that forms an idea for a song, you know. So like I say, like anything in life, whatever it is you do, you know, the more you put in, the more you take out, you know. And that's always been the way with me in music.
We're talking with Vivian Campbell of Def Leppard. So how do you see the state of rock and roll today, and what do you think of its future, since so many of the, let's say, the older rockers are proclaiming that rock seems to be dead now?
Well, I mean, there's an argument. You could say that rock died many, 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 many decades ago, you know. I think that the spirit of rock and roll is just the spirit of creativity, and I think that that's always going to be in the human nature, you know, in the human spirit. I am encouraged that a lot more younger kids seem to be picking up guitar again. You know, for many years it wasn't that popular an instrument, and the guitar pretty much was a driving force in the history of rock music. And technology has changed a lot of things, you know, and a lot of people can make records on their own in their bedroom and just pulling in samples and stuff and manipulating audio. And, you know, that sometimes is a useful tool, and many times it's not, you know. But there's nothing that will ever replace the energy of real musicians playing in real time together in a room. You know, live music has always been where it's at. And that's the spirit of rock and roll. I think as long as people will go out and pay to see and to hear live music, and you know, I think that's where the magic really, really happens. At least that's where it's always happened for me. You know, you can write a great song and make a great record in the studio, but it's when you make it happen in real time with other musicians, that's what those are the moments that I live for, you know.
There seems to be so few new bands, you know, in the rock genre, and if there is, they seem to disappear too quick. I don't know if the loyalty doesn't last.
That's, I think, you know, the industry is not geared anymore to nurturing talent. That is very, very much a problem. So in many ways, it's a lot easier to make a record nowadays, and it's also a lot easier to get your music out there because of the internet. But it's in other ways, it's become much, much more difficult to get any traction and to really get to become ubiquitous with your music, to get to a lot of people's ears and to stay there. It's kind of a little bit easier to get famous nowadays, but it's a lot more difficult to stay famous. You know, 15 minutes has kind of become a bit like 15 seconds. And, you know, but I think if you truly believe in what you're doing, you know, you'll ride the storm and you'll find a way to make it work, you know. And that in itself is the spirit of rock and roll, you know. So I think that anyone who really has it in their heart to be a rock musician will find a way to make it happen.
We're talking with Vivian Campbell, of course, from Def Leppard. And Vivian, since you're a guitar player, do you collect guitars, and do you have any of your early guitars that you played back when you were like 15, 16, 17 years old?
I'm not a guitar collector. No, I actually collect old Porsches. I'm a bit of a car guy, but I have many guitars that I've sort of accumulated over my career, but nothing that's really vintage. But I still have my first Les Paul, which is I bought when I was 15 years old, and it was the only guitar I ever knew the serial number of, and I still play that one when I go with my side project, Last in Line. We go out and play a lot of small theaters and club shows around the world and get a couple of records out. And so because that band was based upon the original Dio band of which I was a part, I play that guitar because that's the guitar I did the Holy Diver album and tour with Lonnie James Dio. And that's probably, to me, my most valuable guitar, even though it's not really considered a collectible as such. So I kind of wish I'd bought a vintage Les Paul back in the early 80s when they were only a few $1,000s as opposed to $500,000. It's one of those things now where I can't get my head around it. I'd rather spend that money on a car, you know.
No, I tell you, cars are, they got to be fun, especially driving them out in California, those Porsches up and down the hills out there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's one of my happy spots.
Now, you guys have traveled the world, needless to say, in all these different bands, and you've been everywhere. You live in California now. Is there a city or a venue somewhere else in the world that has just been a great place to play?
You know, there's many, many great cities, audiences around the world. I've always said that Montreal up in Canada is one of the best rock audiences. I still think that holds true. We played with Def Leppard. We played a show in Buenos Aires, Argentina, a few years back, and I got to say that was probably the most energized audience that I've ever played in front of in my life. I mean, they were just completely rabid. It was incredible. It was so inspiring. So there's many places. Even my hometown, Belfast in Northern Ireland, has always been a great rock audience, and not just because I came from there, but it really just happens to be a very, very passionate place when it comes to live music.
Well, you're going to be doing the great stadium tour all summer long. You're playing every stadium, it seems like, in the United States. You got, what, four big bands on that. And then you come this fall into Wichita with ZZ Top. Have you ever worked with ZZ Top before?
No, it's this is very exciting for us. I am a huge fan of ZZ Top, as indeed are all the guys in Def Leppard. I actually know Billy Gibbons. I made a blues record back in 2004, 2005, and Billy Gibbons guested on the record for me. He even wrote a song specifically for the record, and that was great. So that was the first time I'd ever met Billy and ever worked with him, but I've never shared the stage with him, and I'm really excited about doing that.
Well, this summer, of course, those stadium tours, you got Motley Crue, I think, is out there. Let's see, is it Poison and also Joan Jett?
Yeah, it's a four-band bill on the stadium tour. We got 31 stadium shows this summer with Motley Crue and Def Leppard. We're the two headline acts. We split the bill on the stadium dates. And opening the shows will be Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and then Poison would be special guests.
You know, you got ZZ Top on the tour. In the olden days, you know, they'd bring snakes and cattle and all sorts of stuff. in the olden days of the Fandango tour and stuff. So
I don't know if they're going to bring any livestock on stage, but I hope they play some of those early songs.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't think the Humane Society would like it now if they were bringing the cattle and
everybody else on stage. You know, they are also into cars, but they're into custom cars out there. Maybe they'll bring those out and you guys can switch cars and go cruising around.
There you go. Yeah, I know Billy's into his hot rods, yeah.
That will be fun. Well, Vivian, we want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us here in Wichita. Can't wait to see the show. Tickets are on sale. And make sure and grab those. The show coming up in October on the 5th in Trust Bank Arena. Vivian Campbell from Def Leppard, thank you very much.
Thanks. Pleasure to talk to you. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.